Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Lamed Beis. And we are on Lamed Aleph from the Beis. In Lulav HaGazel, we are up to the two dots, four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom, just one Ha'ara from yesterday. He's talking about whether Rabbi Yehuda holds of Hadar when it comes to even Lulav. And we said, at least one suggestion was that that was a Machlokas, whether he is Makshina Lulav LaEsrog. And then the last part was, well, does he even hold of it by Esrog? And we had all the different suggestions. Isn't this because of Hadar? Isn't that because of Hadar? And the Gemara said, no, that this is because it's not an Esrog yet, and this is because of this. It gives all different reasons. Along the way, the last one, the Mishnah says later on, in terms of the maximum size of an esrog, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. Why? Because lamaskana, not because of hadar, but because, since you need to hold the lulav in the right and the esrog in the left, sometimes people might need to switch it, and it might fall down. So I mentioned quickly, but just to read it inside today, that halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that one has to hold a lulav in that way. Tafresh nun aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yitol ha'aguda biyado ha'imanis. A person should hold the aguda, which means the lulav hadasim and aravos, in one's right hand. Why? The Gemara says later on, because that has three parts of the mitzvah, as compared to Esra, which is just one. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yafilu birech alav kfar, V'yachagak nod lo pam sheni. Even if I already was yotzi the mitzvah, and now I'm taking it a second time. Right, let's say I made the bracha before davening, or like the Arizal, and then I'm going to take it again during Hallel, or right before Hallel. I made the bracha, and I did the nanuim, and now I'm yotze the mitzvah. Now I'm taking it again during Hallel, or taking it again during Hoshanis. Kigon b'shas amiris Hoshanis, tzarech litzlo b'yamin. That's the Mishnah Berurah, that even though you already were yotze, still, if you're holding it again, you should hold it b'yamin. V'yamnot al shneim b'yado achas, you take it both in one hand, the whole time, originally, kaza barachas chayim de lo yatza, v'dasat haz de yatza, kivish lo haya esrog yimoyim baguda achas. Okay, machlokas, whether you only took it in one hand to begin with. Ulinyin halacha, yesh lahachmer b'shal torah v'tzorach lachzer v'lit lo v'lo bracha. L'maisa, if one only took it in one hand the whole time, if at some point during your holding you had the lulav in your right hand and the other in the left hand, fine. But if not, then there is a shaila about the yotze, the mitzvah. In the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes the Achronim, let's say, that if we take this Mishnah Berurah literally, that means throughout our time of being Mekayim, lulav and esrog, even if we were already yotze, but we add on to the mitzvah, like during Hoshanis, for example, we should be machmed about this. And he quotes, V'tzarech iyun, madua ina olam nisharen b'kach. The olam is not careful about this. Right? What do? During Hoshanis, many put their lulav and esrog in their right hand and have their sitter in their left hand. He says, "Ukinira and Ishtari Shadavar, Mishum Zarach Lahakzaga Sidrik de Lagroshanis, Shena Kolbakin Bobalpe, Volachain Machzikim, Halulav Ezrak Shnebi Yemin, Vasidib Small, Achamedaktik Bemitzvahs, Yishtadel," it's quoting from the Ben Ishchai and from others, Chaim Ubrachal, Rav Sternbach, that Yishtadel Shagam Be'ez Amiras Haushanis, Yachzaga Lulav Biyamin, Vaha Ezrak Bismol. Right? If one could do that, if one could possibly do that, have the sitter or the Hoshanis card, you know, in front of them, holding the lulav and esrog in either hand, and walking in that way. One just has to be careful in that case where one is trying to be machmir regarding Ben Adam Lamakom. One doesn't mess up with their Ben Adam Lachavero and poke the guy in front of them with their lulav, because they're trying to be so careful about this chumra of the achronim. So one should just be careful and try to do both. Try to hold it, dafka, the lulav in the right, and the esrog in the left. Good. Sorry? Where does it come from? From the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says later on that three mitzvahs in the right, because the yamin is the more chashuv, and therefore the three parts of the mitzvah should be in the right. That's what the Gemara says. All of them in one, but that is the, it's considered a separate part. It's not in the aguda. You don't put the esrog in the aguda achas, even if you say lulav sarach eged. Lulav sarach eged, but not, the esrog is not sarach eged. It's a separate part of the mitzvah, even though it is part of one of this 613, as we mentioned at the beginning of the parak. The lefty switch. So that is a machlokas. If you look in the Shvachaber and the Ramah, that's so whatever one holds, you know, that would, you'd be machmed for that direction. That direction. Okay. The minhag olam, I think, is, again, I'm not a lefty, but I think minhag olam is to switch. It's to switch, because it goes by, remember the, we have the 88 halachas of Rav Chaim Kanievsky about lefty righties, which one switches, which one not. The ones that are totally on chashivus, you know, the right is always the more chashiv side, so for those types of halachas, lefty switch. Right, if it's totally on facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't switch. If it's totally on Kol Pino Shat Tepona and Nepona El Derech Yamin, that doesn't switch. It goes through all the different categories of types of halachas. Okay, let's continue now with the two dots. Shalashay Rav Asheli Reni Dachas. So, says the Gemara, based on the Mishnah said, if I use an Ashera and an Irani Dachas, Esrogan is possible. Ashera, if it's a tree that is worshipped, or Irani Dachas from a city that rove of its inhabitants were convinced and worshipped Avodah Zarah. One of the three cases the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph might not have ever occurred. Irani Dachas might not have ever. Machlokas about them. Irani Dachas, Bayis Hamenuga, and a Betzora Remora. Those are the three cases the Gemara says there that might not have ever happened. But either way, the halacha is if we would have an Esro from one of the, from Irani Dachas, Irani Ashera, we wouldn't be able to use it. Why? So, without even looking in the Gemara, what would you say? Maybe Mitzvah Bavavera. Mitzvah Bavavera. The Gemara does not say that, at least according to our Girsa. Some suggest that the Rambam did have that Girsa. The Rambam doesn't quote explicitly Mitzvah Bavavera, but he does not quote the limit or the explanation of the Gemara. And the Rambam links this with the other psulim. Just to read the Rambam says, in the beginning of the 8th parak of Hilchas Lulav, Arbas minema elu, Shehein, Lulav, Vahadas, Va'arava, Va'asrog, Shehaya echan mehen yavesh, one was dried out, O gazel, O ganuv. Interesting, the Rambam has to say both. Right? Our Gemara, our Mishnayis, throughout the parak, only say Lulav, Agazel. Right, what would you say Ganav is better or worse? That relates to the sugyas that we alluded to of Stam Gzela, Yeush Bayalim, Stam Geneva. Is there automatically Yeush, giving up hope on the other side? The Rambam, just to be clear, quotes both. O Gazel, O Ganav, Afilu La'achar Yeush, even after Yeush, what can I use them? O Shehaya Me Ashera Hane'evedes, or it's from an Asherah that was worshipped. Af al pisha bitlo ha Asherah milavda, even though the Asherah was nullified. That's what we'll talk about soon. O shaya sheli reni dachas, harei ze pasul. That's what he says. So what does he link it with? He links it with Yavesh, but then with Gazel and Ganuv. And then he says Asherah ni reni dachas. Haya echel man shalav anazara lo yitel achachilav im nalto yatsa. Okay, so that's what's the reason? So he doesn't say explicitly, but the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, assume he had a different gears in our Gemara. A mitzvah b'avera, and he just doesn't say it explicitly. But our Gemara does not have that girsa. What does our Gemara say? Let's do it. Shel Asherah pasul. Is Shel Asherah pasul? What is the Havamina? We'll see in a second. V'yamar Rava, lulav shel avodah zarah lo yitov v'imnatal kasher. The Rava says that it's only a din l'chadchila that you're not allowed to take a lulav of avodah zarah. So b'di'eved is okay. So how can our Mishnah say that it's not good even b'di'eved? Answers the Gemara. Hacha ba'asherah de Moshe askinan. We're talking about the asherah trees in the time of Moshe. What does that mean? Rashi. Osam shahayu b'shas ki b'sheret Yisrael. Those trees that existed when B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Shehitzrichan ha'kasuv sreifa. That they required sreifa, right? Hachreim tachrimim, the mitzvah of going into Eretz Yisrael. Kidechziv, va'ashereihem tisrafun ba'ish. You have to burn their asherah trees in fire, right? The pasuk regarding asherah, that's part of the larger mitzvah of destroying avodah zarah. Part of the larger mitzvah. Asherah specifically is later on in Parsha Shoftim. V'losakam l'cha matzeva, v'losakam l'osita l'cha asherah kaleitz, eitzel mizvach Hashem alakacha. Not to plant any trees. V'lulav tzorach shir, v'hai ki kaman, now back to the Gemara, dekituse mechta shiure, because it is crushed from its shear, meaning, since the destiny of these trees are to be burned, we already see the destiny impacting its present status. The Gemara says elsewhere, kal ha'omed lisrof kisaref dami. Sometimes when you have to do something, then you can already see the impact. Kal ha'omed ligzos kagazes dami. And if you got cut, kal ha'omed. So here too, because you have a mitzvah to burn it in those times, that's why it's going to be possible even with the Evan. Dekanami, dektari dumi, irani dachas b'amina, because that's why he puts it with irani dachas in our Mishnah. Irani dachas has to be burned, and so too, this case of asherah de Moshe. But regular avodah zarah, lulav, what if you have a regular lulav avodah zarah? That's only a problem l'chadchila, not a problem with the Evan. Why? Why is it good with the Evan? Avodah zarah is asur b'hanah. Right? Many isurim related to Avodah Zarah. You have to destroy it. You're not allowed to worship it. Asur Banah. Right? That was the whole controversy a number of years ago. The Sheitel controversy. It's Asur Banah. Says Rashi, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. In this regard, quoting a Shas topic, v'imnat al kasher, says Rashi, v'yaf agav di isuri anahu, even though avodah zarah is asur bahana, the mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, mitzvos were not given for benefit, klomar, ein kiyum mitzvos anas aguf, ela avodas eved larabo. There are two Rashis in Shas that are always quoted when this, to describe what does it mean mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. One of them is right here. Our Rashi. What does it mean mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu? Mitzvos are not given for the hana. We all get a benefit. We do a mitzvah, we get close to Hashem. What do you mean mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu? The answer is no. Mitzvos, the purpose of a mitzvah is not to bring us physical pleasure. That's not the purpose of the mitzvah. Ein kiyum mitzvos hanas aguf. The kiyum mitzvah is not considered halachically physical pleasure. Ela avodas evel rabo. It's considered service of a servant to a king. The other Rashi is in Rosh Hashanah, where Rashi quotes, it's an ol upon ourselves. That's what it is. It's not considered hanah. You do get benefit from it. Obviously, spiritual benefit. But it is ein kiyum mitzvah hanas aguf, ela avodas eved l'rabo. So that's why. You're right. It is asur b'hanah. So if I would use this avodah zarah lulav to sweep my house, that would be asur daraisa. Asur daraisa. But here I'm just using it to do the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore that is not included. Mitzvahs lav lehenos denu, but it is done for kiyum mitzvah, it's avodas eved l'rabo. Interesting, two ha'aras on this. Number one, there is a Rashi, it's a Gemara, but as Rashi explains it in Brachas, in the fourth parak, where the Mishnah says there, ha'oset tfiloso keva, ain't tfiloso tachanunim. If you're making your tfila keva, then it's not the greatest way to daven. Ha'oset tfiloso keva. What does that mean? Making your tefillah set. So the Gemara there, in Brachas, Chavtes, gives four different explanations. What does it mean you can't have your tefillah keva? So one of the first one, the Gemara quotes, is if somebody has their tefillah kemasui, like a burden. Somebody treats their tefillah like a burden. Rashi says there, Chavtes Mabez, what do you mean like a burden? I look at my tefillah like an ol that's mutol alai l'kaimo. I look at the tefillah like I have to do it. I have to do it because it's a mitzvah I have to do. That's a problem. Ha'oset tefillah so keva. So I asked the Achronim, I asked Rav Soloveitchik there in Brachas, it sounds exactly like the other Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and the Rashi here. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says, Beferish, that's why we do mitzvos. We do mitzvos because it's an ol al tzavarenu. It's an ol on our neck. And that's why we do mitzvos. So how could Rashi say that ha'oset tefillah so keva? The problem is that you're doing it right, because it's an ol al tzavarecha. Mamash, that's exactly why we do mitzvos. So what's the answer? Shiny tefillah. You know, don't compare davening and all the other mitzvahs. You're right, all other mitzvahs. If you do it, l'shem, Hashem told me to do this mitzvah, I have to do the mitzvah. That's fine. That's fine. If I shake a lulav right here, if I do most mitzvahs, I do it. Why? Because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah. That's fine. Tefillah is different. If I daven purely because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah, I'm missing the point of davening. Tefillah rachamim inhu. Tefillah is rachamim. And therefore, one cannot have the same kavana. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that one has to have this type of kavana, that I don't look at it as a burden. I look at it as a privilege, I look at it as a way, a time to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Soloveitchik even proves it from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos also has a similar lashon. It says, Havi zahir b'kriyashmo b'tefillah. The first line of the Mishnah. And then the next line of the Mishnah says, and when you daven, don't make it keva lefnei hamakom. Dafka, when you daven, not by kriyashma. Because tefillah is different. Kriyashma, that's a different type of mitzvah. But omakla shamayim, abi bakabal omakla shamayim. But tefillah is different. It has to be looked at in a different way. So that's number one ha'ara on this Rashi about Isurei Na. One exception to the rule of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. I mean, not exception to the rule, but it's exception to the kavana that's behind that principle of la'ol al tzavareim is davening. The other exception to the rule that we have mentioned many times in the past, and that is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Many sources tell us that an exception to mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, the Rishonim say this, is Talmud Torah. It starts with the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. The Mishnah Nedarim Adaf Memches quotes that there, what happens, the Mishnah says there, what if somebody is noder, muter hanah from a city? I'm not allowed to get benefit from the city. Am I allowed to use the mikvahs in the city? I make a neder. If I have a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, am I allowed to use the mikvah in the city? So for sure in the winter, you're allowed to use it. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lehedos didnu. You're not getting physical pleasure. And therefore, you're allowed to use this from the city. So I'm not allowed to use anything from the city that doesn't have to do with the mitzvah. But anything that has to do with the mitzvah, let's say I have no derhanah, there's a lulav growing in the city. Am I allowed to shake the lulav from the city? The answer is yes. I was moving around off from the city, but this is, I'm doing a mitzvah. What about using the svarim from the city? If I was mudrahana from a city, am I allowed to use the svarim? So you should say, what's the difference between svarim and lulav and esrog and shofar and all the others? And the Mishnah says, you can't. Says, ask from Avram in a har, the Rishonim on the Darim. V'ika mandamaksha, heich ne'asarim likros bisvarim. Follow mitzvah hi, o mitzvahs lav lehenos ne'nu. This is not given for benefit, halachic, right, just like here. Bidi Eved, your Yotze, with shaking a lulav of Avodah Zarah. Velo kashahi, says the Rabbi Minahar, not a question. There are others that take out the word svarim in the Mishnah. Okay, it's another way to get out of the problem. But Rabbi Minahar says, Delo shayich taima de mitzvah slav lehenos, elo be mitzvah shi tluya be maisa. A regular maisa mitzvah. Sheksha adam osa osa. Eino miskavin l'dvar hana. She'eino ose osa l'hana as gufo, el alasos mashin itztave meis Hashem. Avo mitzvahs limud, betalma Torah, shehu inyin tziur halev, v'yadiyas ha-emes, I'm learning the emes, ikur hatzivui, litzayer ha-emes u lehis aneg, v'lehanos b'mada l'sameach l'vava v'sichlo. It's an ikur part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to enjoy it. Kintachziv. Like we say in Tehillim, or Mishamachi, that's an Avel can't learn because he halachically gets enjoyment. Libo al karcho hilkach lo shayich lameimar b'mitzvos Talmud to lo nitan lehenos. Wow, to ikur mitzvaso hi anava tainug b'mashem masik u'mevin b'limudo. And therefore, if somebody's madir hana zemizeh aser likros b'sefer ha'oser shari al karcho magas lo hana mi mamono. That is the Rabbi Avraham Minahar and Nedarim, and the Eglei Tal and Akdam expands upon this also, that Hana is an ikker part of Talmud Torah, and the Taz says that's why we say Lasok with the Rei Torah in the morning. It's an Asek, we're involved in it, it's something that we're supposed to enjoy, and not just a mitzvah that we are supposed to do. So relating to here, Mitzvahs Lav Lehenos Ninu, the Lumdis about it, we had a Daf B'I and Shir about it a couple of months ago, but in terms of some other hashkafic halachic points, you have the Rashi there in Brachas, and you have the Rabbi Avraham Minahar in Mesechas Nedar. Okay, so we have the Asher and the Irani Dachas. What if the Gemara's Maskana that a regular tree of Avodah Zarah is okay b'di'eved, but what has to be burned, Asher and Demosha, that is Kitusei Mechta Shiure. There are two deis in Tosfos here. Which type of Asher tree am I talking about here? It has to be one that's okay lechadchila, and not okay b'di'eved, right? In the case of lulav shel avodah zarah lo yitav and matal kasher. So, problem is, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, by a shofar of avodah zarah, you're also yotze b'di'eved, but if you use a sandal of avodah zarah, chalitza sakshera, velo amrina kitusei mechta shiure. By a shera, by a chalitza, it says, it's not kitusei mechta shiure. So, Tosfos quotes a number of opinions how you can be mechalik between different sugyas and shas, where it says it works with the Evid, where it says it doesn't work with the Evid. So Tosfos says maybe the difference is between Avodah Zarah of a Jew and Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Avodah Zarah of a Jew cannot be nisbatel, cannot be nullified. Maybe that's the difference between the different Gemaras. But then Tosfos quotes on top Rabbeinu Tam, on the third line on top, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe all the Gemaras are about the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, because Avodah Zarah of a Jew can never be batel. That for sure is no good. V'kan kodem abitol v'kan la'achar abitol. The difference is before and after it was nullified. A non-Jew can nullify his Avodah Zarah, and it can be used. So, says Tosfos, before it's nullified, obviously it's no good if it be the Evet. After it's nullified, Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is that it's still asur l'chadchila. Still asur l'chadchila to use it even after bittul avodah zarah. Why? Says Tosfos, v'lo yischa, for example, by shofar, dema'is le'inyin mitzvah. It's disgusting. L'fi shahaya alav shem avodah zarah. It used to have a shem of avodah zarah, and therefore, even if though it was nisbatel, you should not use it l'chadchila, even though bittul avodah it would work. What does this sound like? Similar to the discussion we had 2 days ago. That was the case, we had a case of Yeush and Shina, Yeush, was Kona somehow, either by itself or Shini Vechulu, and what did Tosa say? Taflamana Bar Aleph, but it's still mitzvah baba veira, it still might be an issue even after it becomes yours. Because Tosa's lashon was, it is shiny bracha deikar nami askara shem shemayim. You're not supposed to make a bracha, it's something that even used to be an aveira. So here too, even something that used to be avodah zara, Tosva says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that it is not appropriate to use that. Okay. Weiter. Nektam Rosho. Now we get into some hardcore lulav structural halachos. So if the top of the lulav is cut off, so then it is pasul, says the Mishnah. Amar afuna lo shanu ela nektam. This is only if the top of it is really cut off, which is pretty unusual. Pretty unusual to find a lulav that the top of it is cut off. Ela aval nistak kasher. If it's niktam, mamish niktam would be possible, but if it's only missing, like a little separated nistak, if it has a crack in it, so then it is kasher. V'nistak kasher, really? But v'abratati, we have a brisa that says, lulav kafuf, a bent lulav. Rashi says that it looks like a cane. Domos l'ishki bein, looking like a humpbacked person. Somebody has a hunchbacked, right? So that is the case of kafuf. Kavats, what's kavats? Rashi says that there are thorns coming out of its shidra. The Ritva says there's more of like a, it's not straight, it's a zigzag motion. Saduk, that's the one important for us. It's cracked. Akum domelamagel, if it is bent and it looks like a sickle. It's so bent over, possible. So that all of these are possible. Why is it possible? Either because it's not hadar, that's what some Rishonim say, or because it is, it's not the normal way of growing. It's not considered a normal lulav. We shouldn't discuss it. Either way, they're pasul. Charus, pasul. Charus, it's very, very hard. And what happens to it if you would leave it on the tree, but you left it on the tree and it became hard, pasul. Domil charus, kasher. But if it's only almost, it started to become hard, but it didn't reach the stage of charus, yet kasher. Question mark. So you see, stira, how could we say that our Mishnah says nistak, if it's cracked on top, it's kosher, the Brisa says if it's cracked on top, it's pasul. So amaref papa, da avid kehimnik. The only problem is when it is like a himnik. What is himnik? Couple of shadim given, we'll go with Rashi, and the Torah quotes Rashi. Rashi is, if it grew, like what usually are the lulavim. So you see, it started growing, it was together, and then it separates over time. The question is, how separated did it become? Himnik means where it grew in what we would call the shape of a Y. If it grew with two tops going out, but that's how it grew. It wasn't together, just separated. It looks like a Y on top, and that's how it's hard, and it grew that way. That's pasul. That's nistak, and that is a problem if it is a, if it's a himnik. And that's what the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes, that's what it looks like. The Torah, it's a bit tough, reish mem, hey. When we talk about this, nistak rosho kasher, if it's just a little cracked, we'll get to the shear, bezrem soon, it's okay. If it's a little separated on top, it's okay. It's kasher. Is it hadar, not hadar? So you look, you try to make, get it as closed as possible. But if it's a little separated, it's kasher. But if it's oven kehimnik, pirish, kli sheish bo shnei rashim, kazeh. There's a picture. If you have a kli that's like a pitchfork, you have two, like the kli you use to, but in a bar, when you make a barbecue, you have these two points coming out, going out. That's a himnik. That's pasul. Rashi says, shetchilas biryaso haisakach. Sheesh lo shnei shidraos. Machzis alav lakan umachzisum lakan. You have the leaves going in opposite directions. The Torah himself says, Velasha Nistak in Omash Bakach. I don't think that's what Nistak sounds like. The Beis Yosef and the Bach defend Rashi. But that's what Nistak is. That's what Himnak is. It grows separately. It appears like it is two separate items, two separate Shidros on top. So that is all not allowed to use. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Taf Reish Mem Hei, Sif Zayin, in terms of the structure of a... Right, every one of the Dalan Minim, we have to talk about what you look for. What you look for when you go to the Dalan Minim store. So, number one is you look for a hymnic. If it's separated on top, pretty unusual, where it looks like it grew out from each other. It didn't just separate over time. So that's what one has to, be worried about, though, if it did. Birias ha'al and shalulav kachu. Usually they grow together, but if it's himnik pasul. Okay, we'll read this soon. We'll get up to it in the next line. The other point, though, to mention on this line is the first half. Lulav kafuf, a bent lulav. So Rashi again said a bent lulav means it's bent all the way over. The Ritva says here, even if it is, says the Ritva, osan lulavim, sherashe ha'alin kfufin, ani choshesh. Those lulavs that have bent leaves, it doesn't mean, it means bent leaves, let's say forward or backwards. Either way, forward or backwards, ani choshesh, to tani kaf of pasul, the kaf of haidu kfifas arosh, the chzim ala kof ka'an monrosho, the afilu ala, Allah ha'emtsa'i chashev rosho. Ve'ein li tam barur lahakshir. I don't have a tam barur to be makshir. Why is the Ritva being so emphatic? Because of the rush. Because of the rush. The rush. There are those who have the minog of getting lulas with what's called a knepel. What is that? That's a lula that's bent on top. That it like goes over on top. Goes over towards the back. There are some people who have a family minog. Oh! I dafka want the knepel. I want that. So the Ritva basically says that's pasul. The Ritva says the knepel is pasul. I don't have a tam lahakshir, but why does he say this? Because of the Rush. The Rush was the generation before him. The Rush and the Rashba were contemporaries. They corresponded with each other. The Rush and the Rashba. So the Rush says that a tshuva in klal esrim va'arba os yud velulav saduk David kihimnik pasul. I agree with him. How do I read the Gemara? Says the Rush. Umasha kasapta sheish lahachmir shlola says velulav kafuf. That which you said that all kafuf is a problem. Says the Rush. Lo mistaverli. I don't think so. She'ein lahosef ala psulim shamanu chachamim. Don't add on to the psulim. Ukfifas harosh lo mikri kafifa. What does it mean kafuf when the whole lulav is bent over, but just the top tip of the shidra bent over a little bit? No, that's the Gemara's not talking about that. The kfifas harosh lo mikri kfifa. The kivan shekulo zakuf rak she'alin hal yonim kfufin ma'at lo mikri kafuf. A little bit on top bent over? No. No problem. That's not included in kafuf. And then he has the line. V'ani ohevoto yoter latzeisbo. I love that one to be yotze. Lefi she'ena ala nechlokin v'tziomis kayemes. Because that keeps the top of the lulav together. Right? That's what we all look for. We ought to keep the top together. So the Rush says, if it's a knepel, he doesn't use that lashon, but if it's bent over just on top, then it's, that holds it together more. So therefore, says the Rush, that is what I like. So it is a major machlokas we shown him. Whether the kneples, the hemniks, are good. So what do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tuf, the end of Simon, Tuf, Resh, Mem, Hey, right here. Im kafuf berosho, pasul. Shulchan Aruch quotes, if it's kafuf berosho, pasul. Vidafka, and then he quotes the tshuva of the Rosh. Vidafka, kisha shidraso, kafufa. That's only when the whole shidra, the whole spine of the lulav is bent. Aval alav kafufin berosho, kemosha derech liosharbe lulavim, kasher. That's what he quotes. It's kasher. If you look in the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'rush kasav. He quotes the Jew as a rush, because it's a great line. Oiv ani yoser, let's aispo. He quotes the rush that says, Oiv ani yoser. V'kasav alavush, v'chulu, v'chulu. But he says, Al kalpanim b'di'ika acher. If you have others, bevada yesh li zar shalal asis bazesh rosh alad kulam aruba kfufin. Right? You should take another one. Because why? There is the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I'm sorry, this one. V'yesh b'na poskim shemachmirim bazeh. There are those that are machmir. Look in the Shari Tshuva, Ritva, Ran, Vechulu. Achein, aminag lahakel kashulchan aruch. The minag is to be make of the shulchan aruch quotes the Tshuva of the Rush. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes that one should hu kemoshe karn biyameinu knepel, and he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes the Ritva. Vilachatchila roy lahader v'lachshosh l'das harad v'haritva shelo yerosh halulav kafuf afilu koshu anir la'ayin. Right, he quotes us from the Bikur Yaakov in our Simon. Right, the Aruch Lener. It's a machlokas we've shown him. So the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel Kusher. He doesn't quote the line Oevani. Doesn't quote that something that you should do, but that you can do. And he quotes in the footnote that the Stipler and the Chazonish used to take two lulavs every day. Used to make a bracha on the non-knepel one, because that is what Rov Rishonim say, and that is what might be possible according to some Rishonim. But then, because the Rush says, Oevani, they used to take a knepel one. So you might ask, I like the other Reb Chaim story, that if you take the Yotze one first, then you're for sure Yotze, how does this add on? So that's what they did. They didn't want to take a Suffolk possible one. Okay, that's against that story of Reb Chaim. Which story? We quoted the story of Reb Chaim. Maybe we'll quote it later on in the Masechta too. Reb Chaim says, if you have a one esrog that is Vadai Kusher, but it's not Mehuder. It's an okay esrog, but it's Vadai Kusher. And you have another esrog, which is gorgeous, amazing gorgeous, but it might be a Morkav. It might be Pasul. You're not sure. So what do? So you take both of them, just in case. Which do you take first? So Reb Chaim, the story goes, Reb Chaim says you take the Safek Kosher one first. Why? Because if you take the Vade Kosher one first, you Yotzei the mitzvah, as I like to talk about. You're Yotzei already. So if you take the second Asrog, you're finished. You finish the mitzvah. Right? So that's the story there, Reb Chaim. That's why you have to take the Safek Kosher one first. Though we had a whole, if you remember, a Shabbos HaKadosh, Josh about this a couple of years ago, we spoke about, maybe one could suggest that's not true. One could say that whenever you expand a mitzvah in any way, so that as long as you can continue doing it, it's still considered a part of the mitzvah. Like Kriyashma, according to the Ramban, Kriyashma is only the first pasuk. But there are Gemaras that seem to say more than that is Daraisa. So the Ramban might say the minimum Kriyashma is Daraisa. But if you choose to, is the first pasuk. But if you choose to expand it, so that you can be Mosif. Okay, either way, so that's interesting that that's the direction that the Stipler and the Chazon Ish took their lulav. Okay, let's continue. So that's in terms of the Knepel. Let's continue now with a couple of more halachas of lulav. Third line, Akum Doma Lamagal. So if it's bent over like a sickle, it is no good. Amar Rava Lo Amar Nela Lefanav. When is it a problem if it's bent forward? Avala Achra Bir Yasu. But if it's bent back, that's how they come. That's how they grow. That's a normal lulav. Amar Rav Nachman, Litzdadin Kilafanav. If it's bent sideways, so then that's bad. It's like Lafanav, dummy. V'yamri L'Kilacharav, dummy. And some say, no, it's okay. That's how it grows too. It is Kasha Kilacharav. V'yamar Rava, Hai Lulva Desalik Bechad Hutza. That lulav, which is all on one side. What exactly does that mean? Again, a discussion in the Rishonim. Let's say Pashas, it means usually we have a symmetrical lulav. We have leaves growing on either side of the shidra. What if you have the parts of the lulav that come out. All of them are only on one side, that's possible. That is a balmumu upasul. It's a balmum. Interesting lushan. Is it a carbon? Or else we have the lushan of balmum. So put it on the list. Of the connections between Dalin Minim and Sukkah and Kachim. It's Balmumu Murpasal. Nifritu Alav, Vechulu. If its leaves started separating, so that we said was Kasha. We said the difference between Nifridu and Nifritu. Nifritu was Pasal because they totally were separated and you, not separated, they were detached and then you put them back together. Nifridu, we said, was okay. Because that was just bent out. Amar of Papa, Nifritu. What does Nifritu mean? David Ki Chufya. It's like a broom, right? It was separated, then you tied them back up to be able to use. Nifridu, Nifridifrude, they just bent out, but they were still connected on the bottom. Bayrev Papa, Nechlika Hatiyomes Mahu. What happens if the Tiyomes was Nechlak? The Tiyomes, what's the Tiyomes? The top of the spine of the Lulav. How much is the Tiyomes? That is a discussion that we've shown him here. How much split on top is going to passel your Lulav? That's what we look for. Says the Rashi. Nechlagati Yomes. Shnei Alin Elyonim. Emsoiyim. The two middle leaves. As we know. Shesham Hashidra Kala. Shenechlaka Zemizeh. The two middle ones that the Shidra basically goes into. The two top middle ones. So that's what the spine goes into. Vinistaka Hashidra Ad Ha'alin Shelamata Mehem. What the spine is cracked all up until the leaves. You know, the top leaves go until you get to the hard middle part of the spine that is all one solid piece. So Rashi says it's split all the way down. Nechlagatiyomis. So what's the halacha there? Mahu. So Tashma. De Amar Rebbe Matun. Amar Rebbe Shua Ben Levi. Nitzlatiyomis pasul. If the whole tiyomis is cut off, it's puzzle. My lav hu adim nechlika. Doesn't it mean the same thing with nechlika if it's split? Mars is low. Nitla shiny, dach aserle. No, nitla can be different. Because that's missing. Missing is worse than split. Or, ikada amri, amrebi matun, amreb shubin levi, nechlika tiyomes, nasa kemishna let tiyomes u puzzle. So 2 days. So we're not sure exactly what nechlika tiyomes means. And we don't know if it's puzzle or kosher in the end. Right? 2 days in the 2 days in the Gemara. Before we see halacha l'maisa, what we paskin, because the Rishonim talk all about different shiurim. How far down is it a problem? A little bit, majority till where the spine becomes thick, but just 1 hour before then, and that is, the Ritva says, what's the difference between nechlika tiyomes and nistak pasul ki himnik? What's the difference? The Ritva says the himnik grew that way. That's why the himnik is a problem, even if it's only a tiny amount on top. If I have a perfectly closed lulav, but all the way at the top it's cut like a Y, it's split, that's possible. That's possible, because it grew that way. If I try to put it back together, it's going to break. So that's a problem. Here, we're just talking about it grew together, and it's separated over time. So how much separation is going to be okay, halachically? So the Shulchan Aruch summarizes all the Rishonim, the Pshatim on our Gemara. Let's just read it. Taf Reish Mem Hei. Right, that's the Siman about Dine Lulav. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read some of these halachas. Lulav she nifredu alav zemi al zeh. If a lulav had some of its leaves separate, velo nidaldulu ka'aleach achirayos. And it didn't get separated and hardened like certain leaves of charayos, like our Gemara says charus. Kasher afilu lo agado. It's kosher, even if you weren't egging, right? The Rabbanan say, Lulav Tzarech Egged is only the Chanchila. But the Evan, if you weren't ogated, even the other Minim, let alone the Lulav itself, which we're talking about here, it's kosher even if you aren't. Rama, Umikom Akom, Mitzvah Min Amufchar, Belulav, She'ein Allah, Perudos Lagamre. It's a Mitzvah Min Amufchar, that's already the beginning. Beginning of what the Rama is going to paskin. It's a Mitzvah to not to have any Perudos at all. To have it as closed up as possible. Right? That is the L'chatchila. Then the Ramas, then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel, Briyas Ha'alash Lulav Kachi. This is how a Lulav grows. Kishahem, Gedalim, Gedalim, Shnayim, Shnayim, Vitzvukin, Migabon. As we know, every leaf, if we would call it, of the Lulav, is a double one. Right? Every leaf is double. You can separate them as they grow, and then they grow on top of each other. V'gav shel shnei alin hi nikrei tiyomes. Right? Every two is called a tiyomes. It's a double. And then the middle one is v'tiyomes, the one that's all the way on top. Nechlaka tiyomes berova alin psula. That is one day in the Rishonim here. What nechla tiyomes means. If most, let's say you have all the leaves of the lulav, a whole lulav, and each leaf, as we know, is made up of a double. What if most of the leaves of the lulav split? Not just the middle area, most of them. That's one day in how to understand this Gemara, and that's puzzle. That's very unusual. When do we have that? A very, very dried out lulav after a couple of years. Maybe by the time you take it out for Pesach, 6 months later, maybe most of them are starting to split. So that would be possible of all the leaves. But, hayu alav achas achas mitchilas b'riyasav lo hayitiyomes, oshakal alav kfula mitzido ha'echad, if they're all on one side, and the other side is naked from leaves, pasul. Says the Rama though, v'yesh mefarshim lomar, some say that tiyomes is not talking about all the leaves, but the middle leaf. D'im nechlakak, nechlak ha'ale ha'elyon, ha'emtsa'i, Sha'al Hashidra, Ad Hashidra, right, that's what Rashi seems to say. If the middle leaf is split going all the way down to the spine, Mikri Nechlu Atiyomas Upasol, that's what's possible. If it's split all the way down till where the lulav it's hardened, right, not the shaking part of it, that's the problem. Hachinog, that's what we hold. That if it's split all the way down, Mihu lechatchila mitzvah min amufchar noagin lita lulav shelo nechlaga ko'ela ha'elyon klau. Right, that's what we try lechatchila. Ki yesh machmirim avol nechlag sat. Because if you look at some Rishonim, they say nechlag tiyomes is even a small one. They also have the chula. That he continues. So that's the ma'aseh. What we do, as we know, when we get a lulav, we look at it on the outside. We see as it has leaves on both sides. It's not a hymnic and it's not a knipple. If a knipple, if we don't hold the knipples, we're machmir like the Ritva, the Ran against the Rush. If you have to look for that, then you're looking for that. And then you look on top, you look how closed up it is. If it's pretty closed up, it just separated a little bit, so then it's going to be kosher. It's going to be a kosher. So now you're just looking for the next stage, hidur, right? Lechatchila, to try to get it as close as possible, not splits. That is the what one looks for in a lulav. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda held, if you remember, Tzini Harabarzel are kosher. That's what he said. Or first he said that if it's Nifrad, you should tie him up, Yagdenami Lamala. That's what he said first. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Kapos Tamarim Kvot. We darshan, we had this yesterday also. Kapos Tamar means tie him up. Imhaya Parud, put it together if they are separated. Imhaya Parud, Yechatfedu. Amalei Ravid Ravashi, Mimai Dahai Kapos Tamarim Delulvahu, Emacharusa. Amazing. We're going to ask this by every one of the Dalin Minim. Isn't it amazing that the Dalin Minim are not said explicitly in the Torah what they are? And Torah Shebal Peh asks about each one of them. How do I know that Kapos Tamarim is a lulav? How do I know that a Pri Eitz Hadar is an Esrog? How do I know each one? Right? This is one of the mitzvos, like most mitzvos. One of the mitzvos that you can't understand it at all. But that's Rosh Hashanah Peh. You can't. Right, Torah, this is, you can't know it at what it is. As we said yesterday, maybe Priyas Hadar is a quince and an apple and a beautiful fruit. No. Dafka Priyas Hadar, we know, is an esrog. As we know from the Pirushim of Kubalim Ibn Moshe Rabbeinu. But now, how do you know Kabbalah Samarim is a lulav? Maybe it's charusa. Bina kafus valeka. No, a charusa is very hard. And you have to be able to put it together. Kafus valeka. You can't put this together. It's too hard. This growth. The ema ufta. So maybe it means the trunk. These are all different parts of the palm tree. We know it's kapos tamarim. But the palm tree has a lot of different parts. Right? So maybe it means the ufta, the trunk. No, kapos michal diika parud. Vahai kafus va'ome la'olam. Kafos means it could get separated, and then we can put it back together. You can't have something that's not able to be put back together, and you don't want something that's memela, it grows as one piece. That also is not called kfos. Kfos means you need to be able to put it back together if it separates. The trunk never separates, and therefore it has to be ra'ui. Says the Ran right here, what does it mean? Hol, but why can't you have the ufta? It has to be kafus deika pirud. The Ran quotes the din of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira kalaroi labila ein bila ma'akeves. And that is, sometimes you need a halacha of potential, even though you don't need to have actuality of the halacha. This is the din of Rabbi Zeira. Where does Rabbi Zeira come up? The real context of it is in the carbon mincha. You need the amount of a mincha in one kli must be mixable with the amount of oil. But if you have too much flour and it wouldn't mix properly with the oil, so then that's pasul. That's not a good mincha. And you have that by mikvah, you need royal b'yasmayim. Right? I can't have any chatzitza in my mouth, but I don't have to open my mouth when I go to the mikvah. You need royal b'yasmayim. So the Ran quotes that right here too. It has to be roy to be put together. Vaita. The ema kufra. Maybe it means the shoots of the palm tree. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Abaya, Durachad Achinoam, V'chon Nesiva Seh Shalom Ksiv. Durachad Achinoam, right, the Torah's ways are beautiful. And therefore, these are sharp. And it can't be that the Torah would want you to use these, right? A topic that we've touched on many times, Durachad Achinoam, in terms of the first about Tosfos and Daf Beis and Yevamos talks about this. Sometimes when you don't know a halacha, so the Rishonim and even Chazal invoked Durachad Achinoam. The Rabbeinu Bachai says it's in Shmini, why a snake is not one of the Shrutzim. Because if a snake was tame, snake is not kosher, but it doesn't make you tame. Because if it makes you tame, maybe you'd think twice for a second before you kill it right away and it's going to be dangerous. So the Torah doesn't make it tame. Durachad Achinoam. Many examples. That one is a less known example. The Meshach Chachman Pashas Noach about women not being obligated for revu because mitzvahs cannot be painful. Many, many examples of the Recher Dachinoam. But we continue now. Amalei Rava Tosfal Ravina V'yema Tarti Kape de Tamri. Maybe you have to take two clusters of dates. Kapos Tamarim. Kapas Ksiv. Singular. V'yema Chad. Maybe one cluster of dates. Liahu Kaf Karile. That would be called a Kaf. It wouldn't be called Kapot. Okay, so we end up saying a lulav has to be a lulav. Tzidi ha-rabayzal k'sheira. Amr ha-bayelo shanel shirosh ha-solzeh magilas ha-dikarosh ha-solzeh. When do we say that tzidi ha-rabayzal, which are lulav types of growths, are okay? That's only if each of the leaves cover the one above it. As we have. Aval ein rosh ha-solzeh magilas ha-dikarosh ha-solzeh, pasul. But if they don't reach each other, pasul. Also, one bride says possible. We learned that Abishar Kasher. That's probably not Kabbai, it's probably not. So, you know, obviously, the answer is Abaya, meaning it depends if it reaches the ones above it. And some ask it as a question. Our Mishnah says Kasher. The bride says possible. Here, the lower branches reach the upper ones. Period. Amar Rebbe Maryon, Amar Rebbe Shua ben Levi, V'yamri la, Tana, Rabba, Bar Mari, Mishum, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shtei Tamaros, Yish Begei ben Hinom. There are two date palm trees near Gei ben Hinom. Rashi says, Samuch l'Yerushalayim. Close to Yerushalayim somewhere. V'ole Ashan mi Benayim, and there is smoke going out from between these two palm trees. Vizuhi sheshaninu tzini harabarzel ksheros. That's the type of palm trees, the harabarzel. Vizuhi pischa shel Gehenim. That's the doorway of Gehenim. The doorway of Gehenim is between these two tribes. That's where it comes from. Gei ben Hinom. Gehenna. That's where the name comes from. The Marshan Ervin says palm trees symbolize the dates or the sweetness. Too much gashmius leads a person to Gehenna. Either way, this is Pesach shel Gehenna. Rov Rishonim assume that Gan Eden and Gehenna, the Ramban says this explicitly in Bereishis, Gan Eden and Gehenna are places on earth. At least Gan Eden is. I don't remember if we said it about Gehenna. But a place on earth. But it sounds that way in Bereishis, that there's some place and there are kruvim there not letting anybody go in. It's described by Adam and Chava. It sounds pretty physical. Unless that's all a mashal. But it sounds pretty physical. And even though I like to mention we have Google Earth and we can see every inch of the universe, Kodesh Baruch Hu could figure out a way not to have Google Earth not to have Gan Eden on Google Earth. Anyway, Vaitim. Lulav Sheish Bar Shlosha Tvachim. So what is the length that a lulav has to be? So here we go. The Mishnah says, three tvachim to shake it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shir hadas va'arava shlosha. A hadas and an arava have to be three tvachim. Lulav arba. Kadesh lulav yotzi ben hadas tefach. It has to be one tefach longer. Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shidro shalulav tzarech sheyetzi ben hadas tefach. The spine has to be longer than the hadasim tefach. So Tanan, that's against our Mishnah. Lulav sheish bo gimel tvachim kidei l'nanei bo kasha. The Mishnah says the lulav can be three tvachim. These Tanoim hold that no, it has to be four tvachim or more. Ema, so put a vav into our Mishnah. U kidei l'nanei bo kasha. Mar kidei islay, mar kidei islay. The Mishnah should say the lulav has to be three tvachim and enough to shake it, meaning plus. So meaning it has to be four or three plus according to the different Rishonim. Tashma, shir, hadas, varava, shlosha, velulav arba, my lav, vahade, alin. Doesn't that mean including the alin? That is only, it is four. So that is a raya to, the first sheet of Shmuel and Akasha under Yochanan. So lo levan me alin. It means separate from the alin. Fine. Gufa, a little math before we finish today. Says the Tosefta here in Sukkah. Shir, hadas, varava, shlosha, velulav arba. The hadas and the arava have to be at least three. All of our lulavim are longer than this. They're longer than a couple of tfachim. But the shir hadas arava shlosh shavulav arba. Tanakama says, hadasim and arava have to be three tfachim, minimum, and a lulav four tfachim. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Rabbi Tarfin made a statement which we don't know what it means. Ba'ama bas chamisha tfachim. You do the measurements with an ama that's five tfachim long. We know there are different amas. There is the six tefach ama and the five tefach ama. The six tefach and the five tefach amma, right. So Rabbi Tarfon made a statement, the amma that's five tefachim long. So we assume, see, he's arguing, right? The Tanakhama says four tefachim, and he says five tefachim. So Amar Rava, Sharali Mari Rabbi Tarfon, Hashem should forgive Rabbi Tarfon. Hashta Ava Shloshalom Ashkachinon, Bas Chamisha Mibayi. We can't find hadasim that are three tefachim long. He wants us five tefachim long. It's so hard. So there must be a different shot of what he means. So 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amri said, this is what Rabbi Tarfon meant by saying in Amma that's five tfachim. He meant as follows. Amma bas shisha tfachim, you take an Amma that is six tfachim long, a longer Amma, aseyota bas chamisha, split it into five. Take a six tefach Amma, split it into five parts. Seimehen shlosha lahadas. Then take three of those parts, and that's the length of the hadas. The ashar luba, meaning it's not a five tefach amma for a hadas. This is what he means. You take a five tefach amma, you split it into, take a six tefach amma, you split it into five, take 3/5 of that, that's your hadas, and the rest is for the lubav. Kama havilahu. So altogether, how much is it? Tlas of a tlasi chumshe. Right? 3 3/5. Right? Because 1 1/5. If you do it in the six tefach, that's how much it is. So 3 3/5. So kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. So it's a steer on Shmuel. Shmuel said 3 up above. Why? Hacha amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel shir hadas varava shlosha. Up above he said 3. Hasam amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel halacha grabi tarfon. But he was like grabi tarfon. So is it 3 or 3 3/5? So lo dak. Okay, he wasn't so medactic. What's 3/5? So it's a little bit shorter. So Gemara said 1 second. Amar damrina lo dak lachumra. When do we say lo dak? That's only lachumra. We'll say, okay, he's a little bit extra machmir. Lakula miyamrina lodak. Do we say lodak when it comes lakula? So that can't be. So we have a different shot of what Rabbi Tarfon meant. Where else did we have lodak here one time before earlier in this Pesachta? Remember in the Pi Gemaras? Davches? Lodak, how many people sitting around the circular sukkah? So we also had Lodak there. So Kiyasa Ravin, whenever you have Rav Dimi coming, Ravin is usually not far behind. So here as well. Kiyasa Ravin Amo, when Ravin came, he gave a different shot for Rabbi Tarfin's statement. Amo bas chamisha tfachim aseyota shisha. The opposite. You take a 5 tefach amma, split it into 6 parts, right? Smaller. Tzemeyan shlosha, take half of them. Tzemeyan shlosha lahadas, vashalaluav. 3. Kamahavi lahu, treyu palga. Right? Because it's half of that amma. It's 2.5 instead of 3. Sof kasha the shmuel, you still have a steer in shmuel, 2.5 to 3. Lo dak, vayinu lechumra lo dak. That's exactly. Shmuel said 3, even though he only really minimum needs 2.5. He rounded up to the nearest whole number, a 3 tefach hadas. Damar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'rabbi Tarfon. So he rounded up, so the different shiurim of the minimum size of a lulav. Okay, just to read the Mishnah, but again, as we said, this very structured perek. First we discussed lulav, then tomorrow's daf, Beis Hashem, is about hadas, then Beis Hashem, Sunday's daf is going to be about Aravos, and then the next daf is going to be about, next couple of daf are going to be about Esro. Right? All 4 are discussed. Says the Mishnah. Hadas, Hagazel. Remember, we said Hadasim. Each one has uniquenesses. Remember, the Rambam Shita, you can add on to Hadasim and not to other of the Dalim Minim. You can have more Hadasim. So why is that? We mentioned the Hiddur of Hadas might be unique. Hadas, Hagazel, Vayavish, Pasel. A stolen or a dried out Hadas is Pasel. Shel Asher, Vashel, Nidach is Pasel. Right? Nikdam, Rosho, Nifritsu, Alav. Right, so far it's the same halachas. So why would we need different mishnayos? Because of the unique halachas coming up. Osha hayonava meruba me'alav. That's a unique halacha to hadas. You have more berries on the hadas than leaves. Pasul, that is pasul. That is not hadar. The Yerushalmi says it's other reasons it's pasul. We'll talk about it. V'miyatan kasher. But if you took off the berries, it's goes okay. As long as you did it before yantif. Ein matan biyantif. You should not take off the berries for yantif on yantif because of tikkun. So that's going to be a big sugya on tomorrow's daf. What if you took it off on yantif? Is it still okay? Do you say dichui by mitzvos? That comes up on tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.